A virgem diz que não, e o anúncio da televisão, e estava escrito no portão, e o maestro ergueu o dedo, e além da porta ao porteiro sim, e eu digo não, e eu digo não ao não, e eu digo é proibido. É proibido, proibido, é proibido, proibido, é proibido, proibido. Me dê um beijo, meu amor, eles estão nos esperando. Os automóveis ardem em chamas, derrubar as prateleiras, as estantes, as estátuas, as vidraças, louças, livros, sim. E eu digo sim, e eu digo não ao não, e eu digo é proibido, proibido, é proibido, proibido, é proibido, proibido, é proibido, proibido, é proibido, proibido.
Caí no areal e na hora adversa que Deus concede aos seus, para o intervalo em que esteja a alma imersa em sonhos que são Deus. Que importa o areal, a morte e a desventura, se com Deus me guardei, é o que me sonhei que eterno dura, é esse que regressarei. Beijo, meu amor, eles estão nos esperando. Os automóveis ardem chamas, derrubar as prateleiras, as estátuas, as estantes, as vidraças, louças, livros, sim. E eu digo sim, e eu digo não ao não, e eu digo é proibido, proibido, 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 é proibido.
Thank you. Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Vreest niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid. De schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterom kijken. Opdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struikelen. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Als je een vette huid hebt, is zelfs grondig wassen niet genoeg. Dan heb je een speciale huidcleaner nodig. Clearasil Tonic. Die maakt je huid tot in de poriën diep en grondig schoon. En de speciale ingrediënten helpen tegen bacteriën die je huid kunnen verontreinigen. Zie je?
Clearasil Huidcleaner. Voor diepe reiniging van een vette huid.
Zeg, hoe ver zijn jullie nu met dit behang?
Dit is het ontwerpstadium van vinylbehang. Dan kijken we het drukken, kleurproeven, controle op het drukken, patroon vergelijken en dan wordt gekeken naar afwasbaarheid.
Ja, maar is vinylbehang goed schoon te maken?
Dat is een kwestie van een goed schoonmaakmiddel. Wij raden Andy aan, omdat Andy zelfs die moeilijke plekken schoonmaakt, maar bovendien, het tast de kleuren niet aan.
Deskundigen adviseren Andy, want Andy maakt alles goed en veilig schoon.
What is the outer limit of fear that drives a man to the point of terror?
Somebody.
And what drives a man from the point of terror and into the arms of his mistress's daughter? You can stand the shock of the dark side of fear.
The most terrifying form of evil is that which lurks within the human mind. Asylum, the ultimate in horror.
This is an asylum. of the incurably insane.
Asylum, filled with stark, raving terror. The prison of madness, where few enter and none return. You have nothing to lose but your mind.
A madman who roars out of Texas and sends a beautiful young girl's dreams down the drain.
I think we'd better call Sheriff Peterson.
Oh, my God.
A real hellraiser roars out of Texas and sends a whole town into shock.
You have only one life to live, or do you?
Marcia, I didn't mean what I said back there.
That voice must belong to the man that I was.
I didn't know what I was saying.
I must be the man playing tennis in those dreams, driving that car, swimming in that lake.
Now you're telling me you've been reincarnated.
Right.
Take it from me. When you're dead, you're dead.
Suppose you knew who you had been in a previous life.
What is this, some kind of a joke or something? You've signed the name of the deceased.
Where you had lived.
The old lady who lives here. She's been away for years.
Whom you had loved.
That was my husband, Jeff. He died a long time ago.
I know.
How you had died.
No, Marcia! No!
What then? The reincarnation.
Ah! Who are you?
If I tried to explain, you'd probably think I was insane.
Look, you are a one-man revelation.
Ah! Of all the people in the world, Sam, why me?
The man's obsessive search for a prior existence.
I know I've been here before.
Jeff! She thinks you're her son.
Will give you second thoughts about a second life.
I was there.
Marcia, no.
How are we going to educate those people out there, Hammond? How are we going to present to the people the facts about possible panic and its prevention?
Panic. Uncontrolled fear, according to the dictionary. Unreasoning action caused by the shock of a strange and threatening experience. But to millions of our citizens, it could have a far more important meaning. Because if our country is ever attacked, mass panic could complicate the problem of recovery.
Myself, I am Emperor Guillotine. I identify myself, I am Emperor Guillotine, from the planet Gargoyle, and my purpose, I have come to conquer the Earth.
They're under attack.
Flying saucer dove into the sea, disappearing far into the depths of the Pacific Ocean. For many months it did not reappear, and authorities began to believe it was destroyed. Then, strange things began to happen in the Pacific.
Hey, look, up ahead! A monster! Run for it! Run for it!
Another ship disappears. No survivors.
A little bit. They want to make a deal, obviously. Right now, they're not doing business with us. You know, people talk about going cold turkey with China, meaning just forget about it. We were losing hundreds of billions of dollars a year with China, and now they're not doing any business with us, you know, because, not because of them, because of me. Because at 145%, you can't do business. But something's going to happen that's going to be possible. 4.5 years ago, I left, and I'll tell you what, we didn't have any of these problems. The good news is costs are way down, groceries are down, eggs are down, gasoline is way down. It's all coming down. It's all looking good. If the tariffs are strong, it's... We're taking in a lot of money from tariffs. We were losing a lot before I got here. We were losing billions of dollars a day, and now we're doing great, and we haven't even kicked in yet. And eventually, we'll be reducing taxes very substantially for the people of our country, because the money is so great coming in from tariffs that I'll be able to reduce taxes to a very large extent, and maybe almost completely. And we're going to make a lot of money, and we're going to cut taxes for the people of this country. It'll take a little while before we do that, but we're going to be cutting taxes, and it's possible we'll do a complete tax cut, because I think the tariffs will be enough to cut all of the income tax. Now, We have a lot of debt that's been left to us, you know, unfortunately over many years. We'll take care of that. But the tariffs, if people only understood the tariffs, we're going to be giving people of this country a tremendous tax cut. And we're going to start with people making less than $200,000 a year.
I say that if you were injected with this, you'd revert to a primitive anthropoid, physically as well as mentally.
Only one scientist dared investigate the incredible phenomenon. How a pet dog reverted to an antediluvian wolf.
Look at those teeth. That dog is a throwback.
How a simple dragonfly had become a winged monster of a species extinct for millions of years. Now, a man revert to a half-human anthropoid from the dawn of creation. A monster leaving behind a trail of death and destruction.
Oh, it's impossible. Nobody's got a footprint like that.
Rest when I find the killer.
That's not your responsibility. That belongs to the police.
Madam, I know what I'm doing.
Even he did not suspect the incredible truth. Neither did the police. Nor the girl coming to keep a lover's rendezvous.
Ghoulish, a bucket of blood. Beatniks, some brilliant, some bawdy, some brutal.
Now you're gonna shoot me, don't shoot!
Horrifying as murder for art's sake. That'll make you sick, sick, sick. With the giant leeches, vampires of romance, an orgiastic intimate experience. Blood-chilling and horrifying. Thrill to the giant leeches. And...
Ladies and gentlemen, my name is William Turner. A member of a selected committee in a cheap motel room such as this. This is not the kind of place in which people like you or I would be found. However, the facts speak for themselves. Cheap whiskey. Cheaper perfume. And uninhibited love. These are the conditions that lead men and women to a depraved climax. A climax from which there is no point of return. However, this is only the beginning. One woman wasn't enough. They didn't care. Kinfolk, neighbors, friends, or whenever the animal urge arose. Remember, you do not have to say, I do, to be married. Do you know the law in this state? Ask your wife, relatives, or friends. Frankly, ladies and gentlemen, it led to uncontrolled lust and passion.
De lichtflits van een kernwapenexplosie kan ons overvallen op het moment dat we er niet op verdacht zijn. Op het moment dat de bom barst, maar één bescherming, zich dekken. Naar binnen, ergens onder. Bescherm alle onbeschermde huidsdelen. Duik onder het instrumentenbord. Bescherm u ook binnenshuis. U hebt geen tijd een betere schuilplaats te zoeken voordat de luchtstoot komt. Besef de ernst van het ogenblik. Houdt u daarom aan de instructies van de dienst Bescherming Bevolking.
Yet the question was still in my mind. How can we educate the people against the dread psychological weapon of mass panic? Against rumors that can spread like wildfire. The type of psychological warfare that a potential enemy would use. Intruder radio broadcasts to disrupt civil defense, to destroy faith in our leaders. Rumors about our strength to retaliate, leaflets to advance civil strife. In short, anything to weaken our will to resist.
There will be no great reason for the existence of armies. They have undermined our enemies sufficiently before hostilities begin, so that the military organization they possess will be incapable of being used in the hour of need.
We can be prepared against such warfare, even in an age of hydrogen weapons.
Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
Cordero says he ate undercooked pork around Christmas. Months later, he started seeing black dots in his vision. That was the worm settling into his eye.
So it's just swimming around in all of that water in the eye.
Yep.
And it can't get out.
And it can't get out.
It wants to.
And sooner or later, it'll run out of food.
If the parasite dies, the inflammation could blind Cordero. If it lays some of its 50,000 eggs, they can travel to the brain and eat it, turning it basically into Swiss cheese. Thankfully, that didn't happen.
Very lucky. Very lucky. If it's in the brain, he would present with seizures.
Dr. Don Perez at Tampa General performed the delicate surgery to remove the tapeworm.
You have to tickle it with light from one side and have the cutter ready so when it shoots into the light, when it shoots into the cutter from the light, you can actually aspirate it and kill it.
Perez says he took out 3 millimeters of worm that was fertilized with those tens of thousands of eggs. Perez says there are roughly 20 documented cases worldwide of pork tapeworms in human eyes. This is his second case.
Then it happened again. And again. And again. It's happening right now. The legend of Boggy Creek and the town that dreaded sundown. The Evictors. The awesomely frightening story so incredible it had to be true. The Evictors. The Evictors.
No one's ever gonna leave, you know. No one's ever gonna leave, you know.
Out of the 10,000 nuclear weapons that are in the possession of the military, roughly 1,800 are on alert, ready to go on top of ballistic missiles on very short notice. The overwhelming amount of nuclear weapons on alert are U.S. and Russian.
These weapons are designed to kill and destroy on an unthinkable level.
If you make the rocket very large, and you can make the nuclear warheads very small, you don't have to limit yourself to just one warhead per missile.
Some missiles have as many as 10 warheads, each one 50 times as powerful as the bomb that destroyed Hiroshima in 1945.
In the first strike, you're going to have something in the order of 600 to 700 ballistic missiles with nuclear warheads from both countries flying against each other.
A nuclear war in the modern age.
So good, we need mit Garantie.
Schmeckt die jetzt gut?
Der Trinkimbiss. Gestern noch gab Mutter Natur die Sicherheit einer ausgewogenen Ernährung. Heute gibt, das ist abwechslungsreiche, ausgewogene Vollnahrung, die Ihr Hund täglich braucht, um quick, lebendig und gesund durchs Leben zu springen. Dann sagen Sie auch morgen noch, ein ganzer Kerl, dank.
Ich dachte erst, meine Freundin übertreibt, aber ich hab's ausprobiert. Ist wirklich so sicher wie eine dicke Binde, obwohl sie viel dünner ist. Und das ist sehr angenehm.
Für alle Tage der Periode. Super dünn und super sicher.
Dieses Paket mit der roten Schleife gibt es jetzt wieder bei Ihrem Kaufmann. Es ist unser Bestes, das besondere 4,5 Kilo Angebot. Viele Hausfrauen nehmen da gerne gleich mehrere Pakete mit. So ist unser Bestes meist schnell vergriffen. Denken Sie deshalb wieder rechtzeitig an Ihren Vorrat und greifen Sie doppelt zu. Das.
This is a greatly enlarged view of the common housefly. This is the cockroach. And this is the bedbug. You may not recognize them as they are shown here, but you may have met them in the kitchen and at mealtime. The cockroach, the bedbug, and the housefly are called household insects because they infest places of human habitation, ruining sleep and efficiency, destroying food, and carrying filth and disease. It is the duty of the medical department to investigate insect infestations and to inspect scientific use of an insecticide known as DDT. DDT is particularly useful because of its physical properties of stability and solubility. DDT acts as a nerve poison and is highly effective against all household insects. A container treated with DDT is death, slow but sure, to flies. With mosquitoes in the same container, the effect is identical. DDT will continue to knock out insects for months after application. Roaches in the same container meet a similar fate. Many different types of equipment are used in insect control.
Ich muss nicht
niet aan denken dat die meteorieten op Capital City zullen vallen. Ik hoop dat Kompie er wat aan kan doen.
Ja, yeah, ik ben er zo van geschrokken dat ik geen trek meer heb in die twee laatste hamburgers.
Nou, eet maar rustig op hoor. Aan zoiets kunnen wij toch ook niks doen. Dat zijn natuurrampen.
Ja, als het de natuur is. Het zou me niks verbazen als dit weer een van Zolters fietse plannetjes is.
Ik weet zeker dat onze kompie Zolter in de gaten houdt.
This is a greatly enlarged view of the common housefly. This...
Do you have your Bibles tonight, please? Will you turn with me to the book of Revelation? I'm reading from the 9th chapter, and I'm reading the 21st verse. Revelation chapter 9, verse 21. This one scripture tells of the demise of a kingdom, of a system, of a government, of a world. This world will never end. It'll be renovated, reshaped, remade, but it actually will never end. But this world system as we know it is coming to a speedy conclusion. And it said in the 21st verse of the 9th chapter, neither repented they of their murders, nor of their sorceries, nor of their fornication, nor of their thefts. Now the scripture bears it out. Great judgments and great plagues had fallen upon the world. Multiplied millions of human beings died. They will die with such agony and torture that it defies description and boggles the mind. So many will die that there will not even be time to bury the dead. Hailstones will fall from the heavens weighing over 100 pounds. People will turn on their faucets and blood will run from those faucets. And the scripture said, still they did not repent of their murders, their sorceries, their fornication, or of their thefts. That word sorceries there means drugs. The taking, the consuming of drugs. 27 times in the Bible the word sorceries is mentioned. 27 times. Some 22 times of the 27, it means witchcraft. You can pass right down the street down here and see it. No, that's not a good name for it. It's really not a church. It calls itself that. But these things are springing up all over America. These places that worship demons, that worship devils, that deal in evil spirits. Witchcraft. It's becoming very prominent in the land. As a preacher of the gospel, I sense the power of God with me greater than ever before, but I also sense the demon forces of hell greater than I've ever sensed. And today, preachers that 15 years ago would have laughed at you if you would have mentioned demonology are now realizing and recognizing the reality of demon forces. 22 times the word sorcery in the root Greek. means witchcraft.
The mafia.
Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing. Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, and like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
In tegenstelling tot de mening van vele mannen is de taak van de huisvrouw een zware taak, met dagelijks terugkerende eentonige karweitjes. Sinds enige tijd breken nu ook in Nederland vele huisvrouwen uit alle lagen der bevolking eens per week voor een uur uit de sleur van alle dag om de gymnastieklassen te volgen die speciaal voor hen werden samengesteld. Hun wordt hiervoor een financiële bijdrage naar vermogen gevraagd. In Zweden begon men met deze huisvrouwengymnastiek, die door de Vereniging van Leraren in de Lichamelijke Opvoeding thans ook in ons land op grote schaal georganiseerd en gepropageerd wordt. De bedoeling van de oefeningen is de huisvrouwen te leren zich beter te bewegen, waardoor de huiselijke werkzaamheden gemakkelijker verricht worden en de vermoeidheidsfactor kleiner wordt. De oefeningen staan onder leiding van gediplomeerde leraressen en leraren die met de dag enthousiaster voor dit werk worden, want steeds meer blijkt hoe de huisvrouwen deze geestelijke en lichamelijke ontspanning door inspanning op prijs stellen. Een van de aantrekkelijkste oefeningen is het zaalspel waarbij de bal niet van de grond mag komen, zodat er van de rug, benen en armspieren van de dames veel verlangd wordt. Het valt te begrijpen dat steeds meer Nederlandse huisvrouwen ertoe overgaan om 1 uur per week te besteden aan deze gymnastiek, die lichaam en geest jong houdt en als het moet weer jong maakt.
You can make a model of a nuclear reactor using these materials which you have at home. Thorium is a radioactive element which is used in old gas lanterns to make them glow more brightly. To extract thorium for your own experiments, get as many lantern mantles as you can find. Blowtorch them into a powder, mix the powder with some lithium from a battery, then wrap it all up in foil. Now heat your chemicals in a tin can filled with cooking oil. This will give you pure radioactive thorium. If you have enough of it, you can fuel a nuclear reactor. In a reactor, thorium can change into uranium or plutonium, which is used in nuclear bombs. Until now, different methods. A neutron gun makes elements radioactive, so you'll want to build your own. You will need a lead block, some aluminum foil, and the radioactive americium from hundreds of smoke detectors. The americium will give off a stream of radioactive alpha rays. When alpha rays hit the aluminum in the foil, they produce subatomic particles called neutrons. Neutrons react with other elements and turn them radioactive. Your neutron gun is neutron fun and an excellent source of radiation. To extract the radium from your glow-in-the-dark clock, you have to take the hands off, very carefully. Gently dip the hands in solvent to remove the paint. And there you have it, real glowing radioactive radium, an excellent high-grade source for your reactor. It's time to bring together everything you've learned from your nuclear experiments. Place the americium from the smoke detectors and radium from the clocks on a piece of foil. This will be the radioactive core of your reactor. Make some cubes out of the thorium from the gas lanterns and ordinary charcoal and wrap them in foil too. Arrange the cubes into a bigger cube. Drop the americium and radium core into the center of the cube and bind it all together in duct tape. Cobalt drill bits will act as your control rods. This is now a makeshift reactor. If the reactor is working, you can now make plutonium.
Who are those people at night?
But with the crisis spreading,
all kids seem to be interested in the unknown and the supernatural.
The gateway activities to Satanism constitute what is known as the fringe level of involvement. The Ouija board is a seemingly harmless object, yet it can cause big problems. Dungeons & Dragons is a fantasy role-playing game that teaches demonology and other occultic themes. Palmistry and tarot cards as methods of foretelling the future have gotten many involved in the occult. Explicit horror films and heavy or black metal rock music are both popular entrances to Satanism. Occultic books, horoscopes, studying ESP or UFOs have led some to a deeper, more deadly fascination with the power of darkness.
Dungeons and Dragons has been called the most effective.
You're officially suspended this time.
Feds come in, the doors close, nobody hears, smells, or sees anything.
Just demonology, witchcraft, voodoo, murder, rape, blasphemy, suicide, assassination, insanity, sex, perversion, homosexuality, prostitution, Satan worship, gambling, barbarism, cannibalism, sadism, desecration, demon summoning, necromantics, divination, and many other occultic themes, all in living color. In almost every instance of violence or death as a result of Satanism, heavy metal music has been involved. What does the music really say? Reading the lyrics can help you recognize the evil and potential danger of rock's entanglement with the occult. Heavy metal group Venom offers a blow-by-blow account of an actual human sacrifice. The following are 12 steps to assist parents with children involved in the occult. First, don't view their interest as just another phase. Know the danger signs. Determine their intensity of involvement. Look for significant changes in their personality. Become aware of what influences the youth subculture has on your child. You must regain control. Have authority in the home. Don't hesitate to confront the issue. Get help. Seek counseling for the entire family. Remove the negative influences. Detoxify your home from occult influences. Get involved in your child's life. Positive peer groups should be encouraged. You need to become positive parental models and communicate. If your child is involved in the occult, it's time to build bridges, not walls.
In this neighborhood, someone's got to take out the garbage.
What they don't want you to know.
He's always
this new publication will give you the facts on occult and satanic activities that threaten you and your family. The purpose of this magazine is to teach you safety through awareness. 42 pages full of facts, interviews, data, and interesting articles, all designed to give you the knowledge to protect your loved ones from those that would harm them. You'll learn what's wrong with games like Dungeons and Dragons, Ouija boards, and much more. Know the different levels of Satanism and how and where Satanists operate in your community. Ignoring or pretending that Satanism doesn't exist could be the worst mistake you ever made. So get your copy today of Satanism in America, What They Don't Want You to Know.
In tegenstelling tot de mening van vele mannen is de taak van de huisvrouw een zware taak. Het valt te begrijpen dat steeds meer Nederlandse huisvrouwen ertoe overgaan om 1 uur per week te besteden aan deze gymnastiek, die lichaam en geest jong houdt en als het moet weer jong maakt.
But there is hope.
And the soul that was given to you is filled with next level information. Next level mind, and a new creature is born.
I know we've had
most renditions of human artists of extraterrestrials are the most grotesque things that you can possibly imagine. Look like some praying mantis or some insect that has some crazy shape or form, and that's ridiculous. They are perfectly beautiful suits of clothes. They are perfectly beautiful bodies, neither male nor female. They don't need to have hair that needs to be cut. They don't need to have curlers. They don't need to use makeup. It's a body that exists except when it has to go to a place like planet Earth. It's a body that exists, for the most part, in a non-destructive environment.
It was the final
so it's potentially an eternal body, everlasting body. This is your chance. I'm here. I can take you out of here. I can lead you into that kingdom level above human. That can't happen unless you leave the human world that you're in and come and follow me. Time is short. Last chance.
Never did. Ik voel me helemaal kut.
Wat voel je?
Je voelt van binnen. Je voelt kut.
Durf jezelf te zijn. Durf jezelf te zijn.
Veel vrouwen willen een oplossing voor hun vaginale schimmel.
Hoe los je dat op? Met HG Schimmelreiniger natuurlijk.
Overal in Nederland hebben de brievenbestellers van de PTT in deze dagen een extra zware tas te sjouwen. In opdracht van het ministerie van Binnenlandse Zaken distribueren zij namelijk huis aan huis enveloppen waarin zich twee door de BB samengestelde boekjes bevinden met wenken voor de bescherming van gezin en individu. Men kan hierin lezen welke maatregelen genomen moeten worden om in geval van een oorlog huis en haard te beschermen tegen de gevolgen van een mogelijke aanval met atoomwapens.
This is the night fear and horror walk hand in hand. Tantalizing lovely ladies of this and other worlds. An adventure into the supernatural, where a beautiful woman lusts for her lover's blood. Is he man, vampire, or Vordelak?
I am hungry.
This is the night when fear and horror walk hand in hand. Lush and lovely women, even though one is from the netherworld, a vampire, a Vordelak, as ancient as superstition, as modern as the telephone.
How nice you look with that towel around you. You always did have a beautiful body. Beautiful. A body to drive someone crazy.
Who are you? Who?
The bare truth about the unbelievable. Such as the brilliant beauty of a priceless jewel that holds within the body of a buzzing fly, vengeful woman's murderous spirit.
You are the only great and dreadful God, keeping the covenant and mercy to them that love you and to them that keep your commandments. I appeal to the God who said in 2 Chronicles 7:13-16, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence amongst my people, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin. I will hear their land. Now mine eyes shall be open and my ears attend unto their prayer that is made into this place. For now have I chosen and sanctified this house that my name may be there forever, and mine eyes and my heart shall be perpetually there. I declare that this place is sanctified. I present my body as a living sacrifice by the shed blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior and Redeemer. Make these prayers holy and acceptable unto you. I confess my sins and the sins of our fathers. Let grace and mercy prevail over us. I declare I have a free passage for my prayers to ascend into the realm of the supernatural and will not be earthbound. I come into agreement with the supreme good of heaven. I am seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. Therefore, war from this plane and realm. I declare that the anointing of God breaks every yoke. Open every portal and assign angels to reinforce me as I advance into new levels, new dimensions, new realms, and territories. Let there be a breakthrough in the heavens. I tap into apostolic and prophetic veins. I shatter glass ceilings. I smash spiritual bars and iron membranes. I declare a breakthrough atmosphere is established. I recalibrate the spiritual climate.
Ich kenne dich genau. Du liebst das Töten. Aber ansonsten bist du nichts weiter als eine leere Hülle.
Baptize me with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Let there be fire in my mouth as I advance in this prayer. I take authority over demonic satanic atmospheres and climates created by cultic activities, destiny altering images, incantations, ill-spoken words, witchcraft, hostile environments, fear, terrorism, racial, ethnic hatred, violence. In the name of Jesus, I command that the spiritual climate to shift, economic climate shift, social climate shift, cultural climate shift, educational climate shift, political climate shift, ecclesiastical climate shift. I command that the atmosphere must be filled with the glory of God.
Outstanding for Florida, dear Mims.
Sometimes when our glances meet, I see the monster in their deeds. I think my cat wants to kill me. Oh, I wouldn't be surprised. Every time I leave the house, he's plotting my demise. Think my cat wants to kill me, I know it's what he wants. Every time I turn my back, he's sharpening his claws. Henry loves his kitty treats. He gorges them without a peep. But sometimes when we're all alone, Henry disconnects the phone. I think my cat wants to kill me. It cannot be denied. Every time I leave the house, he pulls out all the knives. I think my cat wants to kill me. The neighbors say it's fun, but they've never seen a kitty try to operate a gun.
We interrupt our normal program to cooperate in civil defense measures as requested by the government. This is a radio alert. Normal broadcasting will now be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver. I repeat, normal broadcasting will be discontinued for an indefinite period. Civil defense information will be broadcast in most areas on your regular radio receiver.
Greetings for this episode.
dan is de tijd rijp voor glorie der mensheid. Van grootheid, roem en kracht. Van macht en van gerechtigheid. Voorwaarts met glorie der mensheid die met ons zal zijn, zoals hij ook met en bij onze vaderen was. Voorwaarts. Zijn oder nicht zijn, heeft Wilhelm gezegd. Leven of dood. Er komt een dag na elke nacht. Voorbij trekt iedere wolk. Ik zie hoe het eerste morgenlicht door het hoge venster draalt. Glorie der mensheid maakt mij het sterven licht. En zo ik heb gefaald, gelijk een elk wel falen kan, schenk mij dan uw genade. Opdat ik heen ga als een man, als ik voor de lopen sta.
Als u na het schokkende programma behoeft aan net om met iemand te praten, bel dan gerust dit nummer 035 83 88.
Gaat en onderwijst alle volken.
Greetings, welcome to episode 134 of Active Listening. I'm your host, Stalio. I'm going to start off this week with a track by Christoph de Babylon. This is The Odd Ghost.